This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Matt Nesto. The green movement looks to be headed underground to the graveyard. More and more cemeteries are offering burial options that use fewer materials and less energy and even native plants and trees. These simplified burials can also be cheaper. But as Lewis Wallace reports from WYSO in Yellow Springs, Ohio, there's often a catch.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. A priest is wrapping up the dedication of this green burial area at Calvary Cemetery in Dayton. Marge DeVito is here with her husband, Bill. He has a terminal illness, and they love the idea of burying him in a nature preserve.
This is exactly what Bill wanted.
Marge says they purchased two plots as soon as they saw this and rushed home pretty excited to tell their kids, which was a little awkward. The kids were like,
You're talking about like, you know, place where you're going to be buried. Like, I'm like, I know, but it's just perfect.
Right now, it actually looks like some bulldozed dirt. But cemetery sales rep Judy Pavey says, just picture it.
It's going to have the wildflowers and native Ohio grasses. And I just envision butterflies and birds visiting.
No expensive vaults or underground liners will be required here, and no formaldehyde embalming allowed. For people who want headstones,
there will be boulders.
But just like the conventional side of the cemetery, a green plot comes at a price. Different prices, actually. A meadow spot is the cheapest, but it gets no marker, and you can't visit the exact gravesite. For a spot by the path or the lake, you pay more. If you want a boulder, that's another charge.
What we call green burial is what our ancestors about 130 years ago called burial.
Josh Slocum is the head of the Funeral Consumers Alliance, a national watchdog group. He's concerned that green funerals will become an overpriced industry of their own. Natural embalming fluid, expensive biodegradable coffins, a boutique thing showing a commitment to the environment.
Whereas really, it's charging just as much money for fewer services and fewer products.
His advice to would-be funeral consumers? Do what feels right and ask to see a price list. I'm Lewis Wallace for Marketplace.